Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some more football here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, we're going to hear from Mike Vrabel, Mike Tomlin here in a second. But let's get out to the phones because Ed and Arbutus have been holding patiently. Ed, what is happening? Ed.
Oh, Ed.
Wow, wow.
Well, that's first.
Coughed it up there, man, in the red zone. Ed and Arbutus, maybe he was thinking we were just going to go to the NFL lunch portion of the show and... It is what it is. We all make mistakes. I screw up all the time, right, Nolan?
I'm not going to be the one to say it.
Okay, well, that's very gracious of you. But let's get to Mike Vrabel, talking about his quarterback. We were just talking about this with Chad Grapp, leading candidate, one up for MVP. It looks like Stafford. Then it looks like May, and then Josh Allen all of a sudden. Back up in there. No Lamar, no Mahomes. No Baker Mayfield, no Danny Dimes anymore. It's kind of zeroed in on three dudes. But here's Mike Vrabel talking about Drake May, and as good as he's been, how's that decision-making so far?
I just think that these are decisions, and you have to understand that there's going to be disguise, and it's going to look differently probably, you know, post-snap and being able to come off things and progress. And he'll, I'm sure, tell you all those things. And, you know, we'll be back. We'll coach it up, and we'll get back to work.
Yeah, I you know, I'm probably a little bit shocked, like you had mentioned earlier, Bob, 43 sacks for an athletic guy.
Crazy.
You know, so probably a couple of the things is the O-line's not great, like we said, the two tackles. And the receivers, you know, we heard Chad Graff tell us that the receivers are just a bunch of guys, kind of.
I mean, Diggs isn't in the prime of his career.
Yeah. So none of them are really great separators to get open, and none of them are great yak guys. So, I mean, he kind of creates it. And then, you know, Travion Henderson is their explosive guy. So, I mean, Vrabel, you know, but Bob, the kid's completing 71% of his passes.
Yeah, he's thrown seven picks.
Yeah.
Sometimes things happen.
Yeah. You know, but. With 109 quarterback rating. I mean, yeah, he's having a fabulous year, but because of the sacks, he holds the ball too long at times, which second-year guy.
All right, let's get back. Can we get to the phones now? Let's proceed. Let's go get Ed Arbutus. Ed, what's happening, buddy?
Bob, Vinny, Nolan, good day to you, gentlemen.
Yep. How you feeling, man?
Okay. Raven thoughts this past game. I thought the O-line was good in the run game. And Henry, to me, is most effective with the toss pitch to the CD gap. That gets his pads square faster, and he's running downhill to first contact, and he's going to run through first contact. Mitchell's quality substitute, Ali, next man up duty to what Hill was doing. Offense is all about ball security, efficiency, no gifts. A clean game is always the goal for any football team. Defense, communicative pre-snap reads to play fast. For all defenders, do not drop to your knees. Stay on your feet to stay in the play, as you were talking about earlier, Vinny. In order to make sure tackles, you have to take aggressive advantage angles of pursuit. Shed blocks in quick fashion. Two-fisted hand shivers under the breastplate, and don't play with the block. No one gets to your body. Run through the tackle to finish to the ground. Ravens D unit is now generating QB pressures, even in a four-man front this past game. Yep. If you see five wides empty, there's no blocking back, send a shooter every single time. Special teams, no blips, discipline. The Ravens have been ball transition, field positional, accurate, and swarming this year. Just stay the course. I think the Ravens can win out. And, Bob, you were speaking about boxing earlier. I was always a big boxing fan myself. Larry Holmes, Ken Norton, round 15 for Ali's vacated title. It's awesome to revisit. That's it, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right. Ed Narbutis, and yes, you can YouTube that one with Howard Cosell and Arthur Mercanti on the call. Happened in June of 1978, one of the great 15th rounds in the history of boxing, but Ed making some good points about the Ravens possibly winning out. Their potential is there to do so.
Yeah, just take it one game at a time. Yeah. You know, could they? I think, Ed, I think they can if Lamar plays like an MVP. And that includes using his legs. That's going to be the big. These last three games, for them to win, he's got to be a main focus of running the football. And now about the tackling, I thought overall they tackled well other than Wiggins. I think Wiggins sucks as a tackler.
Have time for another call. Nolan McGraw. Nolan says yes. Kai in Reisterstown. What's happening on this NFL Lunch Woman Crush Wednesday?
What's up, fellas? Welcome back, Bob Haney. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, Lamar, Vinny, to me, I was looking at the 22, and that play with Ali, when he dumped it off to Ali, he switched the protection. He switched the protection over, and let me tell you, man, that was a great play by Lamar by switching that protection. So if he keep being had his football IQ, I think he's going to have to bring it his football IQ this week because Vrabel going to, you know, he's a defensive coach, so he's going to put some blitzes in. And also, I watched Charlie Cola, 88, come from on the opposite side of the field on that toss play Ed talking about when he swept it to Henry. And Ricard went to the left, and Henry went to the right. Cola came from the opposite side. How underrated of a blocker is Cola, Benny? That's it, fellas. We're going to get this W. I'll call you back tomorrow and talk boxing with you about Bud Crawford.
Kai, I'm with you 100%. Go ahead, man.
He's a position blocker is what he is. I mean, he had a chance to block Murphy pass blocking, and he didn't get that done. But he's really smart kid that knows how to position block. He'll box you out is what he does. That's what he is good at. He's 6'7", and he boxes you out. He plays basketball. Can he knock you off the ball? No, he will not.
We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw, he says yes. Let's go to Cliff at White Marsh. Cliffy, what's up?
Yeah, I'll make it brief. How you guys doing?
All right.
Two quick points. This guy, Ali, is a very good football player. He is. He's going to be a good player. I don't know how deep into the Raven plans he is. We have Hill and a couple other ones. But make no mistake, that kid's a heady player. And he just gets the yardage that you need. And I just like his all-around game, Vinny. I think he's a very good football player.
Well, I think, you know, there Oh, go ahead, Cliff. I thought you were done.
Yeah, and finally, my last point is, a couple weeks ago, Vinny, you said, how can this Raven offensive line be so bad this year and we after last year? And my point is this. Lamar Jackson is a quintessential MVP. He makes everybody around him better. And a couple weeks ago when he was hurting, I said, Vinny, these teams are taking calculated gambles to get – so late, but they're getting into the five-man, even six-man line sometimes against him, and we can't block it. So these guys, he's healthy again, it looks to me, and if he can show some speed and he backs that defense off that line of scrimmage, that offensive line's all of a sudden going to look better than you think. He's healthy. I think he's good to go. And even if he can just make two or three plays a game with his legs, just the threat of that, I'm telling you, it's going to bode well for the Ravens.
Well, he's going to have to carry it more than two or three times to make it a threat, I think. But, yeah, I mean, he is a protector of the offensive line. You know, and if you hold the ball too long or you can't escape, you're going to get sacked. And that's what's been happening to him is, you know, he's taking a lot of sacks because he brings the ball down because receivers aren't getting open and the O-line can't hold their protection long and he can't escape fast enough.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk NFL ahead of Week 16, which starts tomorrow with Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, and then Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' defense. They pitched a shutout against Joe Burrow, of all quarterbacks, and the Bengals. Let's talk about all the good things that happened there and where there's some things that might be concerning as New England comes to town. Funhouse with Nolan, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 here on this Woman Crush Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So we'll keep you up to date on that one. Ravens host New England. Steelers are at the Lions. There's all kind of zany things going on. Kansas City's been cundiffed from the playoffs for the first time since 2014. Here to talk about that and more. Oh, and the crazy NFC South from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Joins us every Wednesday. He's Ryan Wilson. Ryan, how you feeling?
Nolan is of the opinion that he thinks the Steelers are going to beat the Lions this week. And I think you guys are so jaded in your own little bubble there that these are two teams that basically are the same.
Well, okay, since you brought it up and since Nolan's feeling Pittsburgh, maybe that's kind of the, you know, this he wants. I don't know. Detroit's defense stinks, right? They give up a lot of points. Over-under is 51.5. But can Pittsburgh's offense take advantage of their weaknesses defensively? Can they run the ball? I'm talking about Steelers effectively enough. And can they take advantage of the middle of the field with Brian Branch? So, I mean, I hear Nolan. Don't necessarily agree with Nolan. But Steelers are seeing Aaron Rodgers kind of close to what he used to be. Not we're vintage Hall of Fame guy, but better than he was in week five. Is that fair?
Yeah, but I mean, a couple things. I'm with you. I think this, we know who the Steelers are, and I think the Ravens are a better football team on paper. But if the Steelers are playing on Monday night, they're going to win no matter what, especially at home. So that game doesn't even count in my eyes, beating a Dolphins team that doesn't like to play in cold weather. Tua has since been benched. They're probably making changes in the coaching staff after the season. So that game doesn't tell me a lot. I think this Lions game will tell me much more. I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the Week 18 Steelers-Ravens game to determine who wins. And then if the Steelers win that game, they're probably going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. So it just feels like Groundhog Day all over again, and Steelers fans will be angry about Mike Tomlin still being employed.
Ryan, the thing I see a little bit about Steelers differently is kind of like what Bob said. I think like Aaron Rodgers kind of playing with defenses right now. Like if you don't pressure him, he can pick you apart. He can play like he did with the Ravens. He played with the Ravens. You know, and then he gets that cocky and he's talking to the other team and everything. The last two games, I agree with Bob. He looks good the last 2 weeks.
He does. And you know what is sort of funny, because we made fun of him about this with the Jets. You bring in a bunch of old people his age, he seems to get more in his comfort zone. Adam Thielen's now on the team. He's played a bunch of snaps the last two games, primarily as a blocker. MBS had a touchdown pass. Alan Lazard is now going to hit the open market. Is he going to come to Pittsburgh? Because it just feels like they're getting the band back together, and he's just in his comfort zone. And then he's out there, to your point, dealing. And he's not going to hold it. He'll take a couple sacks, but he typically gets the ball out in record time. And you're right. His 41-year-old arm strength looks like 21-year-old arm strength. Tua Tagovailoa looked like me trying to throw a ball out there. And yes. It was the differences were stark. So if he starts feeling it, you do get a sense. I will say the only – for me, one of the positives from that game to the night is that the run defense showed up even without T.J. Watt, and they have been MIA all season. So that's something you can probably build on. You get T.J. back, you get the first round of Derek Harmon back, and then maybe that gives you a chance to compete.
Hey, Ryan, I tell you, a team that to me looks kind of scary is Houston.
Oh, my gosh. And that's a perfect example of if you get the defense right, even when your offense is struggling to find their legs. Once they do find their legs, watch out. I mean, they absolutely destroyed the Bills a few weeks ago down in Houston. There were no answers for, obviously, Will Anderson Jr., Daniel Hunter, and then the guys in the secondary. Kamari Lassiter is one of the best cornerbacks in the league. He ran a 4.6, and that's why he fell to the second round. So if you get that sort of value on rookie deals, you can absolutely be as dominant as this team has been under DeMeco Ryans. I think you're right. Like, they're currently the seventh seed. So they would that would be a fun matchup with the Patriots in the first round. But I think their team that's hitting their stride, they were under 500 a month ago, and now they're sitting at 9-5.
Brian, what's your impression of the Patriots?
I was disappointed in how the last 30 minutes played out. And that's no grand revelation against the Bills, because they were up 21-0, and that's who I thought they were. I think the issue is less about the offense, because Trevion Henderson is a one-man wrecking ball. And we know Drake May is one of the best deep ball throwers in year two. The defense sort of no-showed in the second half of that game. And I know who Josh Allen is, but we've seen Josh Allen struggle at times this year because the offensive line has been sort of hit or miss. And if the running game isn't going with James Cook and there's no real sort of number one wide receiver, things can get hairy for them down the stretch. And the exact opposite happened. The last few weeks now, we've seen the Bills sort of turn it on in the final 30 minutes. I don't want to say the Patriots are a year away. This team could certainly make a deep playoff run, but Mike Vrabel's got to figure out what's going on defensively there, because that was the reason they lost that game. I give the Bills a ton of credit, but I think the way that the Patriots have been playing up to that point had blown everyone's mind. And maybe this is one of the situations where you finally lose a game. I think they had won 10 straight or whatever, and it gets you right. So it's sort of a reset right before the playoffs. And in that case, maybe it was a good thing to happen now instead of later.
Hey, Ryan, when you were watching Phillip Rivers and the Colts and stuff, I mean, I found myself cheering for him. You know, like he threw a touchdown pass, man. I'm cheering for him. I wanted him to win. You know, what was your feelings watching him?
Oh, the same. It was so much fun. The first thing is you're saying a prayer, because if this guy gets hit wrong, at 44, the bones may not go back together. The touchdown celebration, he looked like, electroshock therapy the way he was moving.
With man boobs and a belly.
He couldn't get that belt around that waist.
Oh, man. He looked like a guy who has 10 kids and has retired 5 years ago and coaches football, high school football. And he rolled out there. And, you know, the arm strength wasn't what it once was. And, you know, he still throws with the funky motion. But, man, I'm with you. I was cheering the whole way. And I've never – Phillip Rivers used to frustrate me because he was so good in terms of if your team was playing him, it was going to be a dogfight. And dadgummit, that was a lot of fun to watch. I truly appreciated that.
All right, Ryan, how many of these quarterbacks, you know, you got in the first round now? Because there's lot of people need them. And is, you know, give me your rankings and if Moore's coming out or not. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, it's split when you talk to guys on the West Coast, whether what he's going to do. It may have to depend on how the playoffs play out for them. But Fernando Mendoza is going to be QB1, obviously one of the Heisman. And, you know, I've talked to a couple people around the league about sort of his personality. And, you know, he's sort of quirky and maybe a little bit goofy. Nobody cares. And when you talk to guys, they say if he wins, he will be embraced in the locker room. And, you know, if he loses, it doesn't matter what kind of leader you are. No one cares. So I think that's not even – it's going to be a non-issue. He'll be QB1. Dante Moore, I think, is not far behind him. We'll see what Ty Simpson at Alabama, if he decides to come back. One thing, Ty Simpson struggles throwing the deep ball, like historically bad, but I talked to someone at Alabama. He has a minor back injury from late October, so I think that's affected him. Jaden Myavis returning to USC, I sort of liked him. We'll see what John McKeer decides to do out of Oklahoma. And then Darian Mensah out of Duke, there's some conversation that he might think about coming out. There's some teams have him as a second-round grade. We'll see. He's a little bit great athlete, big arm, but he's not as polished as Mendoza or Moore Simpson at this point. So, again, it's slim pickings, man. Sorsby out of Cincinnati is going to go in the transfer portal. There was some conversation. He might come out. So if you need a quarterback and you're the Raiders, don't win any more football games because otherwise it's going to cost you to move up if that's the guy that you want because there's not very many other guys after from Mendoza to be available at QB.
Maybe the real Slim Pickens got his hand truck out of the quicksand and Blazing Saddles, and he'll be ready to get rolling for the draft. All right, you got Tampa, you got Carolina. They meet twice in the next 3 weeks. Tampa's got Miami in between with Quinn Ewers now. You mentioned the benching of Tua. And then Seattle for Carolina. So who are you cheering for? Who do you want to win of these teams, one of which who wins the division probably won't be lasting too long in the postseason?
Yeah, the Buccaneers are curious. You know, there's a lot of talk about the Steelers in recent weeks imploding. The Buccaneers have been sort of the poster person for implosions down the stretch. The Panthers missed an opportunity last week against the Saints. But I do like what they're doing, both on both sides of the ball in year two with Dave Canales. So I'm going to lean with Carolina winning that division. I like the Bryce Young story, and that may be more hope than reality because we've seen Baker play well down the stretch. But this team in Tampa Bay, they got to figure something out because what they're doing the last month has been the exact wrong thing, and they're reeling right now.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, joins us every Wednesday. If by any chance, Ryan, we don't talk next week, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family. We'll get into all that good stuff, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas, guys. We'll talk soon.
All right, Ryan. Thanks.
Ryan Wilson, everyone. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens defense, the shutout against the Cincinnati Bengals. Fun house with Nolan McGraw. And then Inside Access takes over at 2 here on 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Early in the show, Vinny broke down the Ravens' offense as they beat the Cincinnati Bengals 24-0. Cincinnati, remember, spanked the Ravens on Thanksgiving night, but this past Sunday there in the cold, they couldn't put points on the board, so let's talk about that defense getting their first shutout since 2018.
Yeah, overall, the defense, I thought they played fast, physical, they played with great tempo, and I just thought they played with a lot of passion and intensity in that game. Now, the secondary and stuff, what I liked was they played a lot of one high safety, but the safety was Malachi was way deep, or else at Darius, they were way deep. Or they played a cover two where the safeties were. They were taking away the big play. They were taking away the deep ball, and they did a good job because what they do? They made Burrow dump it down short a lot, or he had to hold it and allowed them to get pressure on it. So I thought the scheme that they had was excellent. They made plays. You know, they got a couple interceptions. And then overall, they got pressure with four guys rushing, which was amazing. You know, I mean, it hadn't happened all year. So let's talk about some of the individuals. One of the guys, this kind of was shocking to me. Other than the DBs and Roquan, the guy who played the most snaps was Travis Jones on the defense. He played 71%. He played 54 snaps, whereas like Jenkins, 33, Urban, 23, Akoya, 16. So he's playing a lot and playing at a high level. He's getting pressure rushing the quarterback. You know, he's able to bull rush, and he had some nice swim moves in there too. And he can find the football, and he does a really good job holding up guards and centers and stuff and making them take two. So he is playing, you know, really good football. He got that new contract, well deserved and well earned
and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. He played, he really did a nice job. And then the other guy, Draymond Jones, he played 51 snaps. He played 67%. And they move him around a lot. They'll put him inside, they'll put him outside. And he does a nice job playing the run too. But he had 5 quarterback hits. So he's beating people. He's showing his spin move back inside. He's showing a speed move to the outside. And I think he's going to have a big role, and he should be able to do a lot of things this week against New England because neither tackle is that good against the pass. So really like the things that he is doing. And, you know, with Vannoy kind of up and down. You know, he jumped off sides, which killed him, which would have taken him off the field, which was dumb. You know, he had a nice move on the inside on a twist move where he came up and free. And then with the interception, that was a nice play. But sack-wise and stuff, he's near the end. Let's just say that for sure. And, you know, Mike Green, he got 40 snaps. He got him a sack. Playing with a lot of effort, playing better against the run. Now, the guy who I thought probably played the best of anybody on defense was Roquan. I thought Roquan was outstanding. He played fast. He played nasty is what he did. And I thought his coverage, when he ran with the tight end down the middle of the field on fourth down, that was a hell of a play that he made on that one. And then he was dropping into coverage, and then they would dump it off, and he'd come up. And when he arrived in a bad mood when he arrived because he was lighting people up. I thought Roquan, that might have been Roquan's best game. He was spectacular, my opinion. I thought Roquan really looked good. And, you know, we've been talking about Simpson. I think Simpson was fine in this game, you know, because they couldn't get up and they let him run and they let him make some plays. So that's the thing he's going to have to do, you know. And against New England, are they going to have to run blitz him? We'll see. I mean, if we see him run blitzing a lot, it means linebackers are getting off and he can't get off blocks, and or he's having trouble diagnosing the plays and stuff. But overall, the secondary, I thought the secondary was good. You know, the thing about it was getting there with four, because there was a couple times where Chase was like, he beat Wiggins so bad he was probably 15 yards behind him, waving his hand, you know, and Burrow had to scramble and ran it. You know, and there was another one when Humphrey was beat. But no, you know what? They got pressure on a quarterback and they didn't have time. That's what pressure can do, you know, and especially with four, you know, it covers up some of the mistakes, you know, like Lamar covers up O-line mistakes. Yeah, pressure covers up some of the secondary mistakes they made. I think Malachi Starks is playing pretty good right now, too. You know, and he's showing up on special teams also. I like the things he's doing. Adarius, you ask about Adarius. They kind of moved him around, too, Bob. They have him way back deep, and then they have him up close, too. And then the other guy who is kind of an exterminator type, like if they're having some leakage in the run stuff, Kyle Hamilton, time for you to blitz. Time for you to run blitz and time for you to disrupt things. I mean, that's what he is. He's a disruptor. And he did a good job tackling too. You know, like they would complete the short pass, Kyle would come and make the tackle. In the run stuff, he shoots off the side to try to get the back in the backfield. He's just a hell of a football player is what he is. Now, like we said, that was a great defensive effort. Can they stack two in a row? That's going to be the thing, because that was impressive on the road. They out-hit them, out-physicaled them, out-wanted it, you know, much more than the Bengals did. They made the Bengals quit, you know, and they bent, but they didn't break. You know, the Bengals got down there like three or four times. They got turnovers or they held them on fourth down, you know, and that's the thing that this defense has been doing. They'll give up yards, but then they'll either make you kick a field goal or they'll get off the field. And that's what the defense has been doing, and that's why their scoring points against them has gone down all each week.
Did you notice any communication problems in the secondary? And you mentioned Wiggins having a hard time with the tackling. Yeah. Why is he still poor in that particular area here?
Bob, I think it's, number one, is size, and number two, it's want to. You know, you got to want to tackle. I don't think he's not putting his face, he's going to arm drag tackle. You know, he's going to reach to tackle. And he's not knocking anybody back. Like those tight ends and some of those guys that caught the ball, Bob, and it was like Gilman. Gilman was outstanding. He had eight tackles in the game. I forgot to mention Gilman. Gilman was outstanding. And when he tackled guys, he was knocking them back. When Wiggins tackles, Bob, if you watch Wiggins tackles, he'll go off to the side of the guy, grab him, and try to kind of lasso him and bring him down, and then the guy gains a couple more yards. But Gilman, that was his best game, and I thought it was also Roquan's best game.
All right, Gilman was the player of the week defensively, as named by the NFL, in the AFC. We'll come back. Attendance report for the Ravens as they're back at practice getting ready for New England. Is Lamar there? Stick around. We'll let you know. Fun House with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock. It's Vinny Haney, Nolan here on 105.7 The Fan.
Quick Draws Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
kick things off with Howard in Baltimore, who says, it seems like we repeat the same pattern every year. For some reason in December, the Ravens seem to find their identity. I feel like the Ravens will be a run-first team here down the stretch, try to dominate their opponents in time of possession. It's very possible they could give New England their worst loss of the year. Hard to figure out this team, but history is on their side in the month of December. For once, Howard feeling confident here.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm totally confident. You know, I mean, New England's a good football team. And, you know, the Ravens played their best game of the season, probably totally offense, defense, special teams. Can they continue? I think it continues if Lamar, I keep saying it every week, and you know, that Lamar needs to run more.
Nelly in Abingdon says, I think the Ravens' high-powered offense is on the verge of being back. Lamar is as close to being healthy again, and I think you're going to see him continue to pick his spots as to when to run so he can keep his legs, hamstring, foot, toe, everything else that's been hurting him actually fresh for the final stretch.
They're going to need it just because the O-line's not changing. The O-line is not going to change. So Lamar has got to save them because he can't keep getting sacked four times every game.
And one last texter here says, Trenton Simpson doesn't have a future in Baltimore, and he'll show why again in these next few weeks when he's the starter. The Ravens should have added a veteran linebacker before last season and before this season. They got lucky because Buchanan developed faster than expected.
Maybe that's why they didn't add, you know, because normally they would add, you know, training camp, but you know, the Ravens, they look to see what they have, and they really like what they saw in Buchanan. And why bring an older guy in when maybe the younger guys probably were better special teams players?
And keep in mind, with New England's run defense, as Chad Graff told us last hour, Buffalo ran all over them in the second half.
Cook, yeah.
So this could be, as Howard said, get back to what you started. And shovel Derrick Henry and Keith Mitchell and Rashan Ali down their throats. Make it happen, right?
More Mitchell. Always enough room for more Mitchell, as far as I'm concerned.
More Mitchell and more Lamar.
Used to be more. Now I'm watching. Anywho, Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. Talk about what's going on in one winning drive. Talk about everything happening in your sporting world. Week 16, chock full of great matchups starting tomorrow night with L.A. taking on Seattle, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.